If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More emojis being, introduced to us. Sometimes they're pretty good, you know. Well, you know, emojis.
Sometimes,
I guess. Yeah, very useful.
I only use about maybe 10 emojis.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't even know what the rest of them are.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I'll get a little creative with them, you know, whatever. But it's usually when I type a word out and it gives you the emoji option next to the word, I go, oh, I didn't know they had an emoji. And then I'll put it on there.
I'm not a big emoji user, period.
I'm a GIF guy.
Yeah.
A lot of times I'll be in a four-way conversation, and it's all GIFs. Nobody's even typing.
Yeah,
and it's
fun.
Hilarious.
That is fun. It's a skill, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To be the GIF guy.
My GIF game is strong.
So
I will
mine.
Say that. Oh, yeah, yours is really good. Yeah, I can pretty much communicate with you just through GIF and really emote my emotions perfectly through GIFs. So I'm proud. I'm proud of it. And where your GIF game can really come into play is on the top tweet when you do your shout-outs. And we're already getting a couple good ones in. You have about a half hour to finally get all your tweets in there at Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, at @home_made_man. Get them in there. But, so let me go see if I got this whole list of new emojis. The reason why it's such a story is because there's some, I don't know.
There's a
gender neutral Santa Claus.
Oh, okay. Very progressive.
I'm not upset about it because I don't care how many emojis there are. It's just I know it's going to trigger some people to be super pissed off.
I don't really care either, Johnny.
Yeah.
But Santa Claus
is a dude.
Is a man.
He's an old white guy.
I mean, come on. I know he's not real.
Right.
Well, oh, I should have been like, wait, he's not real?
Was it last year or the year before where they made the black Santa Claus, which I was okay with. I like black Santa Claus. I've met a few.
Okay.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it's a Nordic tradition.
I know.
It's a white guy.
It's always.
Sorry.
But Kris Kringle. He's an old white bearded white guy.
Yeah.
It's just he's a person. He's a character. I mean, you know.
Because Santa Claus was, yes, I know Santa Claus isn't real, but it was based on a man. Wasn't it based on
Shut up, man. We have kids watching this damn
show. Oh, that's true. That's true.
Jesus.
That's right. I forget.
God damn it.
Oh, poor
you just ruined Max's whole Christmas.
He's like, what? Mom? But isn't it based on, like, a guy that lived?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like, he was just a Nordic guy.
Yeah.
For what?
Saint Nick is like a real dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. He went around and, brought things for people.
That's what I'm saying, though. This is like everything goes down a slippery slope, and then things just get so out of hand. I don't care, really, but also it's like, it's just not, like, what do you, like,
I
why?
I feel like people are exhausting themselves to try to, you know, make all, you know, these just unneeded
right,
changes
exactly.
to things. So with iOS 4.2, the beta releases this Wednesday, gender-neutral Santa Claus, which, look, you know what it is? It's just a man with a Santa Claus hat on. There's no beard. Nothing. It just looks like, you know what it looks like?
It looks like Paul McCartney.
It looks like Santa Claus going through chemo is what it looks like to me.
Yeah.
And then there's also a man wearing a wedding dress and a veil. Okay. All right. That's fine.
He's got a mustache. He looks like Lieutenant Dangle from Reno 911.
I know. I just don't think it's necessary. I think a gay guy would be okay doing an emoji of a bride just to get the point across in a text. I doubt there's a gay guy that went, you know what? There should be a man with a mustache wearing a veil and a dress.
Yeah, but what about a beard? What about if he's, you know, has a beard and not a mustache?
And there's also one of the new emojis is a woman wearing a tuxedo.
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks like Emilio Estevez in the 80s attending the Emmys.
It looks like Uncle Jesse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a great hair.
Yeah, it looks good. I like it. It's not bad. I don't know, man.
It's just stupid. That's all.
I mean,
it just
seems like everything's an overcorrection. It's like, come on, man.
Like, I know, and people are going to say, like, well, what's a big deal? And it's not a big deal.
Right.
It's just...
silly.
It's like, just never going to be enough.
Was it a couple years ago where they took away the gun and made it a squirt gun?
Yeah.
Now I got to put a squirt gun up to my little my little frowny face, you know?
Do they still have the bomb or no?
I don't know.
Did they change that?
I bet they did. Anything that can even suggest violence or hatred, it's gone. It's over. Like, yeah, it really is kind of crazy.
So I'll tell you, I'm going to go through I'll give you my top 10 emojis that I use most often.
Okay.
Moon face.
Okay.
Is my favorite.
Okay.
The full moon with the face. He's kind of looking off to the side and he's got a devious smile. Eggplant.
Oh, of course.
Shrug man.
Oh, yeah.
I like that
one. I do shrug man. Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Yep.
I got the one that it's the emoji and he's kind of going, ooh, like he's got the teeth. Not like a smile, but like a,
right.
Ooh, ah.
Yeah.
Guy with hearts around him.
Okay.
The face.
Yeah.
The guy that's sighing, and he's got the.
Uh-huh.
The kissy face.
Oh, yeah. You got to have that one.
The, just a regular happy face guy.
Are you doing like the last, like, 30 you did, that little thing?
No, I'm doing, yeah.
Like the little clock?
I'm just doing the top 10.
Yeah.
Frequently used.
Oh, man.
And then the guy. Why? What do you got?
Yeah.
I read mine.
Oh, man.
What do you mean?
People will figure out what I'm doing.
Oh, God.
I tweet, you know, I text with my friends, stuff.
Well, can you give
man. None? I don't want
They're
people.
They're emojis. What are you talking about?
I don't
about?
Want people putting
know?
Together any of my conversations, okay?
What do you got? Show me.
I can't.
Show me.
No.
You could show me.
I don't want it to be on Bone TV.
There's not any that are inappropriate.
It's the order they're in. You might be able to, you know, crack the code.
Oh, God. What are you doing?
I'm a horrible person, Will.
Dude, you're sick.
My friends
bastard.
Are sick bastards. I'm a sick bastard. I will say this. I do use the heart emoji a lot, the mm-hmm. kissy face, all the cry face laughy ones, the one with the straight line face, the resting bitch face one,
mm-hmm.
the one with the teeth, like,
yep.
I do a cry one. I got the flame emoji. I do a lot. I do the eyes looking to the left.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I do that one. I do the, I got a money bag. I got the okay. I got a thumbs up.
That's a white supremacist symbol.
The okay?
Yeah.
Why? I just say okay.
Nope. Sorry, dude. It is.
I didn't know. Yep. And then I have a broccoli, a Christmas tree.
What else?
The puff of smoke, butter, a stick of butter.
A stick of butter.
I got a piece of chicken.
What is a stick of butter? Lube?
What?
Is that for sex stuff?
No, I think I was just talking about butter.
Butter?
No, when I talk about butter, I mean butter. There's nothing dirty about it. It's 100% butter.
You don't want to type out butter.
It just, I saw that you could make a butter emoji. Like I told you, if I type a word and there's an emoji option, hell yeah, I put a stick of butter on there.
Okay.
Yeah. I got the smiley face. I got with the rosy cheeks. Oh, I got the eye roll. I use that one. Yeah. Yeah, these aren't bad. Yeah, these are actually pretty benign. I was joking.
Which ones? Oh, you were joking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's like three of them I won't talk about.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if they have the bomb still.
Just type in bomb. Like you go to text and type in bomb, see what, why I'm going to do it right now.
Man, there's so many of these. Like who the hell uses
a
puzzle piece?
Bomb's still there.
Who the hell uses a dice?
Puzzle piece is for autism, you jerk.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Dice is for gambling. Dude, there's so many emojis. It's really stupid.
They got, they got the bombs. They got dynamite.
Yeah.
What the hell?
You can have an actual bomb, like an Acme bomb, but you can't have a gun? This is BS, dude.
Stupid. Oh, they got a cig. That's pretty cool.
Okay.
Like a lit cigarette.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. That's okay. You know what I mean? You're promoting, cancer and all that crap.
I'm surprised it's on there.
I am too. It is a transgender cigarette.
Oh.
So.
Gender neutral cig.
Yeah. So, there was a quote today. It said, Apple trans rights, let's go. Somebody posted on a tweet. So, yeah, so they have it's all over the place now, man. Controversial add-ons. You want to hear these?
Mm-hmm.
Users can now enjoy pictograms of a beaver.
Nice. Yeah.
Along with the eggplant. Am
Hell
I right?
Yeah.
Also, bubble tea. I don't know why that's controversial. I don't know. A plunger? Huh?
I don't get the plunger. Why would that be a big deal?
I don't know. Feeding bottles? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Finally! Will, they have a ninja. Finally. A ninja emoji will be released this week.
That's pretty dope.
I don't know how many times I wanted a ninja.
Is that controversial?
It depends on how you use ninja. You know what I mean?
Oh,
if you're
yeah.
using it
yeah,
to replace
yeah.
a word.
I gotcha.
But that's not what I would use it for. Much like butter, when I say ninja, I'm talking about ninja.
You talk a lot about ninjas?
Yeah, dude. I'm a ninja freak. A ninja connoisseur, if you will. Like, I go way back in ninjadom. Way back before Revenge of the Ninja, when it was Enter the Ninja. When Shokasugi was just a stunt double, I was into ninja. I remember when Shokasugi prayed for death. I remember when Michael Dudikoff was the first American ninja.
Dudikoff?
Michael Dudikoff was the American ninja.
Dudikoff?
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool name.
I know.
I had some doo-doo coughs in my life.
I had to change my underwear after I had a Michael Duty cough.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a real guy. Look it up. But yeah, I'm always about that ninja life. I remember when the Beverly Hills Ninja finally gave credence to fat athletes and comedians at the same time. Rest in peace.
Love that movie.
Oh, so good.
Terrible movie, though.
Don't matter. If it was Chris Farley, it was
so
good.
So bad.
He didn't make a bad movie.
Beverly Hills Ninja was bad. I still loved it.
Nah, man. That's what I'm saying. He never made a bad movie.
You ever see Three Ninjas?
Yeah, dude. That was bad.
That was great.
Nah, man. They made a mockery of the whole...
What about Surf Ninjas?
Yeah. No, it was actually pretty good, yeah.
I rented Surf Ninjas.
Yeah.
Maybe 30 times in one summer.
My God.
At Blockbuster.
I rented this. We used to go to this place, this video store, like off of Armenia every weekend because they had 10 movies. They had a one-day special, 10 movies for $10. And my dad would take us in there, and we'd all get to pick out like 3 movies apiece or 2 movies apiece and watch them over the weekend. It was the greatest. I always get 2 ninja movies. But I saw all the top-rated ones, so I started getting all the B and C ninja movies in the 80s, there was a ton of them.
Oh, yeah.
And the quotes that we would remember from these horrible movies, like, oh, let me see if I could find this. If I could find this cheesy movie, and it was like all the weaponry was like flea market ninja weapons, because in the 80s and even in the 90s, you go to a flea market, they'd have...
Oh, they have them now.
They had like 5 boots. It's just like...
Yeah.
Just like horrible... Garbage, made in China, ninja weapons, throwing stars.
Yep, I had a throwing star.
The worst?
It was the worst.
Oh,
yeah,
my God. Oh, my God, dude. I think I found a clip. There's this quote. Oh, my God, I found it, dude. This movie, it was called The Ultimate Ninja Challenge from 1986. And the guy gets killed, and he says a line to the guy, the ninja that killed him. And it's so funny, dude. Oh, my God. This is so great. All right, this is the movie. They're fighting. This is a fake Michael Dudikoff. Guy's got a big old mustache. White guy. American. He's got a sword. Listen to those sound effects, dog. Oh, they're fighting. He's fighting a ninja. Yeah, they're in the middle of a field. And the guy's trying to... Oh, he's actually trying to steal a briefcase from a businessman. Here he comes.
My jewels!
What'd he say?
My jewels.
My jewels. Oh, no.
Yeah, no. It's all, dude, they filmed this like in somebody's backyard. Now he's going after the ninja. They're fighting. He threw a stick at his feet. and tripped him. Oh, my God. Slow-mo. Now they're fighting. Oh, he just, in a flash, he's wearing a camouflage ninja suit straight from the flea market, by the way. Now they're fighting it out, dog. They're having a showdown. They're both holding their swords up, eyeballing each other. They're both white, by the way. White ninjas. Black ninja suit. Oh! He sliced him. Now listen to the line. Here it comes.
You're a damn good ninja!
Wait, what?
It's always good! I hope my brother Tim is listening. Oh,
what did
my
he
God.
Say?
He said, you're a damn good ninja!
That is good.
How matter of fact is that? It just that's all he says.
You're a damn good ninja.
He's about to die. He pulls his mask down and goes, you're a damn good ninja! Listen, we need that as a sound clip. Hold on.
You're a damn good ninja!
Yeah! Woo! Ah! Oh, it's great. Oh, such a good movie. Good movie. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Johnny B. Show, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, Mike?
Oh, you know, just rolling up a fatty, getting ready to eat another 500 milligram chocolate bar.
Oh, by the way, update on the Rays game. They just got lit up for, you know, about five runs right there. I think it was a grand slam. I don't know. They're down 9-3. They lose this game. All right, you big high fatty, what's going on?
Not much. I just want to say, speaking of fatty, and hi, the greatest ninja movie of all time, starring a fat white man, Chris Farley, Beverly Hills Ninja.
We just talked about that,
man,
Mike. You stone jagoff.
Yeah, where have you been the last 7 minutes?
I literally just got in the car 45 seconds ago. I just got off work.
It's really been 2 hours. He's just too stoned.
Yeah. I'm still in the car rolling one up and eating chocolate bars. So.
Oh, there you go, bud. Well, you live your best fat life, man. Hell yeah.
Later, Johnny.
Later, pal. He's so
what
high.
Have you, yeah. You said the one we were just talking about. What was that one? American Ninja 2?
Ninja Challenge 86.
Like, there's this great line when he dies. He says, you damn good ninja.
He says,
You're a damn good ninja.
Yeah. It never gets old. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, Johnny B., it's Jeff Alico.
Oh, what's up, bro?
How you doing? Hey, Will, how you doing, man?
Hey, buddy.
Have you ever heard the Ask a Ninja on YouTube?
Oh, yeah. I have heard of it, yes.
That's just the one ninja thing that popped into my head with all the ninja stuff.
They're very important. You know what I mean? I think that they don't get the recognition they deserve. I mean, a million ways of death. I mean, how many people know that?
I know, right?
I know, dude. I'm right there with you, bud.
I grew up watching Ninja Turtles, so.
Oh, yeah, dude. Favorite Ninja Turtle. Who is it?
Leo.
Oh, see, I'm a Michelangelo guy myself. You know what I mean? But, yeah, Leo's fine.
I like Mikey. He was a surfer guy. He was the skateboarder.
Yeah, you know, nunchucks and pizza pretty much described 1983 through 1987 for me. So, yeah.
Yeah, and making swords out of sticks and all of our friends getting together. It was all fine until one guy got the first knuckle cracked, and then it was war.
That is true, dude. And I did knock myself out at least twice learning how to work my nunchucks. So it's all worth it.
And I hit myself in the knee, and I was done when I was younger.
Sorry, dude.
So,
sorry about that, buddy. Does it still affect you?
No, I got past it. I'm fine.
Well, I'm glad. Next time you hit yourself, you go run into the mirror and you scream.
If you have that.
What a damn good ninja!
That's great.
I tell you what, if I didn't say he said ninja, it could be a problem.
Good.
Yeah. All right, Darth Dalek.
It could be.
Well, thanks,
y'all,
man.
Have a great time. Thank you for the show, man.
Yeah, man, no
thanks,
problem.
Man.
We are. We're having a great
See
time.
You.
Having a good time. Johnny B. Shaw, can I help you?
Hey, it's your brother, man. You almost made me wreck my car.
Thank God you're listening. Oh, man. I was hoping you were listening, man.
Hey, do you remember Revenge of the Ninja, dude? How many times did we see that movie at East Lake Mall?
I think we saw it 4 times at the mall and then probably 1,000 times at home when it came out on VHS. Yeah.
Yeah, we thought we were so cool because it was so long ago that there was actually like an organ. You remember the organ place in the mall?
Yeah.
And we'd go over there and play the theme song.
Yeah.
Well, dude, you damn good ninja.
You hear I have the theme. I mean,
there it is.
I haven't forgot my pass, Ubba. Come on.
Oh, and what about the
Oh, my God.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, the dumb, my brother. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You said you make caca. That's fine. That's fine.
I didn't say almost. I said she.
Yeah, he did say that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't go all the way. I didn't tell myself. But anyway, yeah, people would actually drive by and watch us beating the crap out of each other with these foam nunchucks.
Oh, yeah, out in front of Steak and Shake. We would beat each other up in front of Steak and Shake, and then we'd go in and play Shout by Tears for Fears on the jukebox and shake the windows.
Exactly.
And
make the, and you make do the, remember,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, and make the waitresses want to kill us because we'd sit there and drink Cherry Cokes and tip them like $2 for like 4 hours.
We had the best bass on that freaking jukebox, man. That's why it sounded so good.
Dude, I brought all of that with me to this show. I have a button for that, too.
Shout! Wow.
Oh, that was the wrong shout. Damn it. Sorry, that was Disturbed. Wait, I got it. Hold on. Oh, here it is. Here's the good one. Hell yeah. Shout out to Steak and Shake, Hillsborough Avenue. Oh. Oh, here it comes. Don't worry about it. It's going to shake your car windows. Oh, yeah. Oh, perfect.
We were so messed up. It was good, though.
Hey, man, we turned out fine, right?
Yeah, I think so, maybe. Hey, it's debatable.
I feel like I learned so much about not only Johnny, but the show. Things that I didn't know, where all these themes come from.
Yeah, this is all part of my life, dude. Like, these buttons have meaning.
I'm glad that I didn't really realize.
I have a button for every time I hit on a girl. Right.
That's harsh.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm so glad you're listening. It made my night, buddy.
Yeah, cool, man. I'm always here, dude. I'm in and out. I'm just driving to work, man. I'm about to pull in right now.
All right, well,
take
have
it
fun.
Easy, brother.
Love you. Bye.
Yep.
That's my brother. That's my brother. That's so funny.